Brian and Tricia, just when you thought it was safe to go out of the house, they're back in the news again. The murder hornets.
Oh.
So it's in Washington State. Let me start off by saying it's nowhere near us. The first live Asian giant murder hornet nest of 2021 has been found in Washington State. The location of the sighting was confirmed by agriculturalists on Thursday. It is roughly 2 miles from where the first Asian giant hornet nest was eradicated October of last year.
Okay.
So they've done a good job of getting it under control and not having them spread too much.
Right.
But, yeah, there's another one, and it's still in Washington State. But, yeah,
so
they're back in the news.
I'm sure they've taken care of it already.
It was eradicated from that location. So.
So the murder hornets, no more.
Yeah, they murdered them.
I mean, let's just be frank.
For those of you who missed it this morning, I bugged Trisha's computer.
You did. It was gross.
I didn't put any sort of electronic tracking software on it. I bugged it literally with carcasses from cicadas.
Yes. And because we come in the morning and we don't turn the lights on for whatever crazy reason that is, but it's been like that for years, we leave the office lights off except for the one emergency light that just stays on all the time. And so I can kind of see a little bit like, oh, these look like huge bugs on my keyboard and my desk. And that's just disgusting. Ugh. And so I started flicking them like to get them off.
Ugh. And then they landed on the carpet and their little claws got, because, you know, they hang onto trees. They stuck in the carpet. And then you were trying to pick them up.
So I tried to pick one up and I was like, I don't even want to touch it. And it was stuck in, like dug in the carpet. And I was like, oh, and it's just the shell.
Right.
It's not even the actual cicada.
Right.
So I'm like battling with the dead cicada, the shell of the cicada that's on my carpet and in the dark, because why we do that, which that also leads to our morning conversation. What is something you do at work because it's always been done like that? Why don't we turn the light switch on when we walk in the morning?
I don't know.
We are all crazy for not doing that. And then, you know, we sit there and we wonder, well, I can't see that very good because it's dark in here. Well, turn the light on. Why don't we turn the light on?
There was a thing we did at a garage I used to work at. This was a good thing, and I think quite quickly you will discover the logic and the reasoning behind it. We kept those popsicles, the ones that are just in the clear plastic tube.
Yes, the ones you have to cut the top off.
Like an Otter Pop or a brand, exactly. They come in and you just cut the top off and then you squeeze them out. And we kept those in a freezer in the garage all the time, especially during the summer. Now, why would we have done that?
So you could have treats?
Yes, but it got so insufferably hot in there, and it was a good way to quickly kind of quench your thirst and get a little sugar, a nice little pick-me-up, cool you off. So that was just a thing that, like, when we started running low, one of the guys would go, hey, man, we need more freezer pops out here. And somebody would go to the store and buy them. But it was especially important that we do that during the summer.
Okay, little side note.
I don't know who started that, and that was in place way before I went to work there.
Why do they call them freezer pops? What are you going to call them, fridge pops?
I mean,
that's an interesting name.
That would just be a pudding pop.
Or a counter pop, or desk pop. I mean, depending on
that's
where you keep it.
That's just liquid at that point.
I mean, yeah. Like, I guess, it, you know, it's a pop if you put it in the freezer, and it's just a bag of juice if you leave it in the drawer. I don't know.
Hey, Tricia, you got any bags of juice over there? I'm kind of thirsty.
I'd like to turn it into a freezer pop at some point. Can I borrow that or have it? No, don't borrow it.
Oh. That's one thing you just open and eat the whole thing of. Nobody, do you ever open the freezer and like somebody's rolled one down and put a clothespin on it?
No.
You might do that with a bag of chips, but I'm not hungry enough for a whole freezer pop.
Does anybody just cut one open and just drink the juice?
Yes, I've done that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's pretty delicious.
Is it really?
Yeah. Huh. It's also a great flavoring to add to a soda.
Oh.
You squirt a cherry one in
a soda pop?
There you go. Oh.